Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As evolved abilities go, flight is right up there with opposable thumbs. Hans Larsen, the Canada Research Chair in Vertebrate Paleontology at McGill University, reveals findings pointing to exactly how the ability to fly could have evolved over time.
How did birds begin to fly? If you've ever wondered about the origins of bird flight, you're not alone. The question has confounded scientists for over a century. Evolution of flight is extremely rare, only present elsewhere in insects, bats, and the extinct flying reptiles called pterosaurs. The origin of birds, however, has the best fossil record and has generated much debate. Two theories have emerged as leading possibilities. Birds began to fly from the trees down or from the ground up. The trees down theory assumes bird ancestors lived in trees and began flight by gliding. In this scenario, birds first took to the air by jumping from trees and gliding to the ground. Many living animals do this today, like gliding squirrels, lizards, snakes, and even frogs. The ground-up theory has bird ancestors living on the ground that started to flap and later fly to either run faster, hop further, or climb steep tree trunks. We tested both hypotheses by asking the question, are there any arboreal adaptations at the origin of birds? We examined the arm and leg skeletal anatomy of fossils for clues about the origin of birds and compared those details to a broad selection of living arboreal and terrestrial birds and mammals. Living arboreal animals have sophisticated anatomies, like mobile ankles and shortened legs for scampering throughout trees. We found conclusive evidence that bird ancestors were not arboreal, rejecting the trees-down hypothesis. In fact, the limb anatomies at the origin of birds, including Archaeopteryx, is most like that of running mammals and birds today, like horses and ostriches. Better understanding of the ecology of the origin of bird flight helps refine evolutionary hypotheses for their unique flight mechanics.
That was Hans Larsen of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.